Episode 1578, Be Joyful in Hope.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I pray that you are having a beautiful start to a brand new week. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and I don't know about you, but life can just get the best of us. Today, I want you to be joyful in hope. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, just surviving in life does not make for joyful days. So when struggles challenge you and the world seems to be falling apart, be joyful in hope. Hanging on to what can slip through your hands only complicates the happiness in a day. You honestly don't feel happy when your focus is solely on what is going wrong. So why grip onto the failures? Be joyful in hope. I get it though. We are so good at holding on to that negativity. My son called me late last night and things are getting crazy. This is my number two of the five, and he's about to graduate from college. Yes, our second college graduate. And we are so excited, and we just cannot wait to celebrate what he has accomplished in his life. And even in saying that, we hold on to these so-called accomplishments as if it's the only thing we have. And then when we don't have it, it's like, oh, we're deflated. There's no spring in our step. So he calls me up, and I could tell he just wanted to talk. He sent me the text and said, are you awake? You know, when your kids send you that text, it's like, I'm listening. I'm right here. I could be asleep, but man, if I get that text, you better believe it. I'm going to tell him I'm awake. He wants to hear the yes on the other end, the hope. The hope that I'm going to be there for him. So of course, I chatted with him for just a few minutes and he wanted to go over a few details about some things that are coming up over the next couple of days and some things he's nervous about. He's got job interviews. He's got places to be. He's got finals to take. He's really kind of, you know, leveling out the playing field now because it's a different story. It's a new chapter that's about to begin. He's about ready to flip the entire book because he's closing one and opening another. And so in our chat, I could just tell there was something aching within him. There was almost a lack of hope. Up until this point, he had lots to hold on to. He had an incredible high school, great college, but here kind of in this gap, this in-between, he didn't really know and understand where he fit in. Hope sometimes diminishes in what we think we're supposed to be doing, what we think we need to be holding on to, what we think our success should be born into. Maybe for you, it's your children. Maybe for somebody else, it's their success in their career, building their business. Or maybe it's your marriage if you're a brand new newlywed. Maybe it's your infant child that you just gave birth to 2 months ago. Hope. We put our hope in the things that honestly don't matter. Because if it's all taken away, what do we have? What are you putting your hope in today? Or maybe you're resting or restless in the gap, as my son was. Be joyful in hope. Hope. Hope that can transcend your failures. Hope that can dissolve the anger. Hope that can calm the anxiety. Hope that can settle the worry. Hope that can restore the heart. Hope that can awaken gratitude. Be joyful in hope. If we put all of our eggs in the wrong basket, all the negative stuff that happens or all the failures, what do we get out of it? Not much. A few broken eggs, right? it doesn't help us any. Most of us are holding on to our wrongdoings, not our right doings. We focus on what we don't have instead of looking at the blessings that we do have. There is no requirement to have your life put together. Where do you find that? Google it. Come on, Google answers everything. Ask Siri. For me, I ask God. Do I have a requirement of my life, Lord, that I have to be put together? Yeah, the world says I need to, but he doesn't. He says, Christiane, I got you. You don't have to walk this road alone. Be joyful in hope, and that hope is in me. You see, when my son called me, he wanted that hope that only a mother can give a son. He wanted to know that what he was doing was exactly what he needed to do. That can't be found in a test score. It can't be found on a report card. It can't be found in a paycheck. It can't be found within your own successes. Be joyful in hope. When you're in the mix of the chaos, boredom might sound appealing. You're like, I'm tired of all this CRAP that's happened in my life. I wish I could rest in the gap and not be restless. I would be okay with that, Christiane. I just am tired of where I am. So instead of gripping the wrongdoings, release what can't be undone and zone in on the hope that will get you through. It's not of your strength, but of God's strength. It's not about putting yourself up on a pedestal and working within your own strengths. It's what God has given you and blessed you with already. He is going to bring you through whatever storm you're in, whatever gap you're hanging out in. He's got you. Be joyful in hope, not in the stuff that we try to hold on to. We hoard all the wrong things in our life. Stop being a hoarder. Let God reign in. Be joyful in hope. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.